Good afternoon. A cold front continues to track our way from the west out ahead of us. Strong and gusty south breeze continues to push temperatures through the 60s and into the lower 70s in most spots. Despite cloud cover, we'll be unseasonably mild. Along with the front, though, scattered showers will become more numerous. Perhaps a couple of bursts of rain and even a rumble of thunder is possible as the front makes its way through during the course of the day. We'll continue to carry a few showers and maybe a thunderstorm into the region this evening, but as that front clears the coast, we'll tend to dry out tonight. The wind will flip around to the northwest, and that will drive temperatures down into the upper 30s and lower 40s for overnight lows. This is only the first round of colder air, which will continue to flow in during the day tomorrow. We'll still manage to get up to seasonal averages and in the lower 50s by Saturday afternoon, but a reinforcing shot of colder air will touch off some scattered showers and maybe even a rumble of thunder on Saturday afternoon. This will be followed by a more significant surge of colder air late Saturday night and into Sunday morning. Along with this shot of colder air, maybe even a round of light snow, which could coat the ground across the region, especially in the hills and mountains, by sunrise on Sunday. We'll spend the rest of Sunday with a gusty northwest wind, mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers, with highs only in the lower to middle 30s. Another Alberta Clipper will approach on Monday. More light snow showers are likely, possibly mixed with some rain showers in the valleys. Accumulations are still questionable because of the high sun angle and the snow arrival during the day on Monday. We may get a lot of melting. Either way, on grassy surfaces and the higher terrain, it looks like some accumulation as high temperatures again stay in the 30s. Windy and cold on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower to mid-30s before we begin a rebound, lower 40s with sunshine on Wednesday, and milder on Thursday back into the lower 50s, although we'll bring the next chance of showers our way by Thursday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the central Gulf Coast northeastward into the mid-Atlantic region. Sufficient instability will be present across this region via persistent southwesterly surface winds with mid-60s dew points up to the Delmarva Peninsula. This will support the strong to severe thunderstorms. Impressive southwesterly flow in the lowest 3 kilometers of the atmosphere, as well as veering winds in the low levels, point towards severe wind and perhaps a few tornadoes with bows and/or embedded supercells. In addition to the storm's heavy rainfall, may produce flash flooding in some areas, and flash flood watches have been issued. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Edinburgh and McAllen, both in Texas, to a low of 5 at Wolf Creek Ski Resort in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the lower 70s. Boston mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers, a rumble of thunder in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few showers with temperatures holding in the 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low 32. The record high 77 set in 1986, and the record low 9 in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m., sunset this evening 7:22 p.m., 12 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and mild today. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, windy, mild today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and a rumble of thunder possible in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy, mild today with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, windy, mild today, scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible with highs right around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms and lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy, and mild today. Scattered showers around and perhaps a thunderstorm with highs right around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, much cooler. Scattered showers, a rumble of thunder in the afternoon, lower 50s. A round of light snow late Saturday night, Sunday morning could coat the ground. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold with snow showers in the afternoon, lower to mid-30s. More light snow or rain showers possible Monday, mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold Tuesday, lower to mid-30s. Mostly sunny, lower 40s on Wednesday, and a chance of showers in the lower 50s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.